What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It's Wednesday, December 28th, 2016, halfway through the week, hump day, starting at long, slow glide, down to basically New Year's. We're coming up on New Year's, and boy, I got to tell you, just listening to the people playing with the illegal fireworks around here, it's going to be a raucous New Year here on the island of Oahu. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan is sitting into our control room today for the first hour of the show, so be nice when you call on in. And he'll get you on the air to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. So getting on to Barack Obama as he winds down the last few weeks of his term in office. And apparently he's going crazy with refugees and executive orders to the point where Donald Trump, who publicly has had nothing but good things to say about Obama since the election, is privately starting to express a certain degree of annoyance at how heavy-handed Obama is at trying to cement his policies into place in such a way that it would be very, very difficult for Trump to undo them. But the reality is, when you're talking about Obama's legacy, how he'll appear in the history books, and he's running around right now trying to basically plant all this stuff for people to write in the history books about how he had the most transparent administration in history and how he led the economic recovery of our country. But the reality is, as head of the Democratic Party, he has been a disaster. And since Obama first entered the Oval Office 8 years ago, the Democrats have suffered a net loss of 1,042 state and federal Democratic posts, including congressional and state legislative seats, governorships, and, of course, as of November 8th, the presidency itself. And basically what failed to happen is Obama's popularity failed to translate into support for other Democrats, and that's mostly because Obama's popularity was a manufactured illusion, as phony as all those polls that said Hillary Clinton was going to win in a landslide. And Obama literally said that his legacy was on the ballot November 8th, and of course Trump won. Now, the Democrats are planning a big to-do, a concert. This promoter is going to put this thing. It's going to be star-studded celebrities, all those liberal celebrities who promised us they were going to Canada. Well, they're not doing that. They're on their way to Florida to have this big celebrity shindig that's happening right at the same time as the inauguration to try and pull the audience away. Yeah, okay, he's the president, but don't look at him getting sworn into office. We have celebrities. We have stars. We have girls in skimpy outfits. It's going to be fun. You want to watch us now. And Donald Trump actually kind of ribbed them, because he went on back and said, I really don't want the celebrities at my inauguration. After all, they really didn't help Hillary Clinton, did they? And that's a very, very valid point. Now, as you know, Barack Obama, who wrote more executive orders than any other president in U.S. history, had the goal to lecture Donald Trump against using executive orders. And, of course, we know the reason why. Obama wants his executive orders left in place. Not going to happen. A report that we're seeing is that Trump is already planning to reverse 70% of Obama's executive orders, basically erasing Obama's legacy, at least as it is implemented within the government itself. And I imagine a lot of these executive orders saying don't go after the illegal immigrants and the refugees, those are going to be the first on that chopping block, as it were. There's been another bomb scare at the Trump Tower. People keep walking on in and leaving suspicious packages just to see everybody scurry as they evacuate Trump Tower, and the bomb squad has to come on out and open up the package, and it's nothing. But it's just another form of these crybaby, snowflake, buttercup liberals throwing a tantrum because the world isn't what they wanted it to be. And they really do need to grow up. Now, over in the Hillary Clinton camp, there will be a great wailing and gnashing of teeth because the email lawsuits that were started by Judicial Watch and Cause of Action have been revived. The appeals court unanimously ruled that the lower court judge erred in simply throwing these lawsuits out. So these Clinton email lawsuits are back. And basically, the federal appeals court is inviting Donald Trump's incoming attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to be involved in this process. And the issue was that Secretary of State John Kerry refused to refer the matter of Hillary Clinton's private email server as Secretary of State to the Attorney General, as is required by federal law. Instead, Kerry allowed the State Department to sort of police itself, to pick and choose which emails could be withheld and which would be released to the public. And that, of course, is at the core of this lawsuit, Judicial Watch versus Kerry, saying that, no, you erred. You didn't follow the legal procedure to get these things out there. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just rejoining our network. We're talking about the email scandal has come on back. And right now we're seeing Hillary supporters all over the net pushing for Obama to give her a blanket pardon because, after all, Gerald Ford did it, to do the Watergate. Technically, what Gerald Ford did was illegal. You have to be convicted of a crime before you can apply for a pardon and be granted one. Gerald Ford simply said, we're going to pardon everybody up front, ahead of time, no more investigations, no more. And nobody kicked up a fuss over its constitutionality because everybody in Washington, D.C. wanted the dark truth behind Watergate hidden from the American people. Even Richard Nixon's worst enemies were working as hard as they could to keep that away from the American people, because that would have brought down the government and a lot of what the Clintons have been doing ever since that CIA gun and drug running operation in Arkansas back in the 1980s. That would bring the government down as well. Now, again, showing how childish Hillary Clinton supporters are. And again, you need to understand, Hillary managed her supporters in her campaign as a personality cult. They worshipped her. The laws don't matter. The rules don't matter. We worship the goddess Hillary, and we must serve her. And their emotional reaction following Hillary's loss, rioting, Jill Stein's ridiculous attempt at a recount, which backfired when it uncovered massive election fraud favoring Hillary. Threats to the Electoral College, and that one backfired because Hillary set a record, all-time record for faithless electors voting against her in U.S. history. So she's got her little place in the history book on that one. Out here in Hawaii, and I have to wag my finger, there's a cafe down in Honolulu, it's Cafe 8, and they got a Yandex listing and everything. They hung up on the front of their door a sign saying, if you voted for Donald Trump, you cannot eat here. And it's childish. It's unprofessional. It certainly does not send the image of aloha to the rest of the world for the aloha state. And first of all, anybody who did want to eat there, it's not like they've got their voting ticket stuck to their forehead. Oh, yeah, I voted for Hillary. I want to whatever it is you're serving today. And this cafe is being excoriated. Everybody's going into Yandex and all the other review sites and just saying you don't want to go there. And it was a very childish thing to do. And here's the reality. If I were an investor in this cafe, I would be seriously thinking about asking for my money back just from a purely business point of view, because even though Hillary Clinton won the state of Hawaii, Donald Trump got 30% of the vote. That means this cafe has just alienated almost one-third of their potential customers living here in the state, plus any tourists who might be inclined to go there. It's probably even a wider margin given that Trump won the election. But it just underscores how childish Hillary's people are, these liberal Democrat snowflakes. Now, as you know, the corporate media has declared war on the independent media. Actually, they're declaring war on just about everybody, including Donald Trump. And they're very angry that they are not the sole conduit between Donald Trump and the American people, because Donald Trump is going directly to the American people with his tweets. And so CNN anchor Don Lemon came on out and said, I've got a great solution. If the corporate media wouldn't report on Donald Trump's tweets, then he'll be forced to come back to the corporate media and allow us to present what he says to the world. Well, there's a couple of problems with that. First of all, as Trump has pointed out correctly, the corporate media keeps twisting and spinning what he's actually saying. There was that huge stink over NBC where they edited one of his tweets to change its meaning. Second, if corporate media isn't reporting his tweets, big deal. Nobody's watching the corporate media anymore. We're going over to Twitter. And to me, it shows CNN is still a little bit in denial that the world is changing around them. And they need to wake up. CNN just set an all-time record low for ratings. There are more people watching the Gardening Channel than are watching CNN right now. And they better wake up and realize that business as usual is business about to go out of business. We're going to take a phone call here. Bob in Las Vegas. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I think Jack Lord is turning in his grave after this this Cafe 8.5, whatever it's called. I mean, yeah. You're right. I mean, you're right. It's so moronic. I mean, you're alienating one-third of your potential clients. And also, how are they going to enforce such a measure? I mean, someone
yeah, I mean, that's why it's so ridiculous. If I were inclined to go in there, which I'm not, I'm never going to set foot in that place. I go on and say, oh, yeah, I voted for Bernie Sanders. And, well, give me a meal. It's a ridiculous. It's poorly thought out. It's a knee-jerk reaction. I mean, the sign was just hand-printed. Somebody just lost it right there and put that on up there.
But they also equated Trump voters to Nazis. It said no Nazis at the bottom of the note. So the
yes.
notice. So
yes.
It's, you know. But I just have a probably the most important question of the day of today's show. I want to see if you could clarify something before I commit to actually watching the inauguration. I wanted to know the skimpy outfits. Will Hillary be one of the women in the skimpy outfits?
I somehow don't think that will be the case because that would definitely be a turnoff for me here. But, I mean, let's face it. Trump's got the hot babes now.
Absolutely.
You know, Ivanka
absolutely.
And Melania. I mean, she's the hottest first lady in U.S. history. Let's be honest
absolutely.
About that.
You know, Mike, my Facebook, I have a Facebook account, and I use it just to offend the liberals, get out a message, you know, go after Drexel like we were talking about yesterday or the corporate media. But I actually was upset you were talking about Facebook, and I tried to delete my profile, and this is the second time this has happened. I can't delete my profile.
Oh, they don't want you to go.
I cannot do it.
They don't want you to go. Somebody actually wrote in and said, you know, I'm canceling my Twitter account, but all my tweets are still being kept. And there are actually services now that you can go to, and some of them are free, and online tools where you will put in your information, and they will automate the process of going through and erasing all of your tweets and all your Facebook posts. I think it's a waste of time. You know, if Facebook wants to recycle my old posts from 10, 20 years ago, that's great. It's like the corporate media today, endless rerunnings of the boring tedium and so forth, and they're just rendering themselves irrelevant. But again, go over to these new startup social media. They're promising no censorship. So far, they haven't. I have made Yandex my default
yeah.
search engine.
Yeah.
There is some functionality that I wish they had, but at this point, the fact that I'm able to put in a search term and get both sides of every story, you know, Yandex is definitely it.
No, but I think Facebook, they're getting desperate because I keep typing in my password and it says incorrect password, and it's not allowing me to delete my profile. So I think they're probably trying to prevent me from doing so because it'll, you know, impact their numbers. But whatever the case. But, Mike, the last thing on Obama.
Before you move forward, you're right about the numbers. Facebook's stock is tanking. They've been caught with all these mistakes, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, say no more,
right.
That
right.
are overcharging their advertisers. They're artificially inflating their numbers. And if there is a mass yeah. defection from Facebook over this censorship issue, they're gone.
Yeah,
they are going
absolutely.
To be gone. And they should be
absolutely.
Gone.
They should be.
Okay. Yes.
You know, Obama had said on the email server, the first he heard of it was on the news.
Yeah, well, we know that was a lie.
Okay, that was a lie. But he said that on two other occasions regarding the VA hospital scandal and the IRS targeting of Liberty groups. Both times he said, this is the first I've heard of it. I heard about it on the news. So
really?
He's either the most clueless, disinterested, disengaged president or just the biggest liar in the world.
Well, the two are not mutually exclusive, and you're absolutely right about that. As the president, it's his job to know what's going on. It's
right.
his job to know what Hillary Clinton was doing. And the fact of the matter is that all of that stuff that Hillary was doing, giving weapons and arms to ISIS and al-Qaeda in Syria, she didn't do that on her own authority. Absolutely not. And we've got an update on that very issue a little bit later in the show.
You're right. They're not mutually exclusive, but it reminds me of that line that Gordon Gekko said on Wall Street. What are you, 12th man on the deal team, last to know? I mean... He's the last guy to know. Oh, but he's the president. So
yes,
it's absurd. So, all right, that's all I wanted to say. Thank you, Mike.
All right, thank you here. And we're going to switch over to Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you're right about the president knows what the Secretary of State is doing, just like, Reagan played stupid about the whole Iran-Contra affair with Ollie North. So he knew what was going on. But that's not the right
wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. We have to sort of remember two things. First of all, it was Vice President George Herbert Walker Bush was running Iran-Contra or Operation Screwworm out of the White House. I remember Reagan was already suffering from Alzheimer's at that time. Bush was actually calling the shots on that.
Yeah, you're right. That's true. That's true. But as far as this restaurant owner in Hawaii... what a stupid, stupid move. I mean, his very actions is undermining the whole democratic process. If you believe that a vote is your vote and it's a valued vote, a decision of the people, by saying something so stupid that you can't eat my restaurant if you voted for Trump, undermines the whole concept of democracy. This guy's an idiot.
Well, he's an idiot because he's just destroyed his own business. Like I said, the 30% of people of Hawaii who voted for Donald Trump, they're never going to set foot in there at Cafe 8.5. The tourists who are coming on in, this thing is going viral all over the web. People are just not going to go there. They're piling on to Yandex and the Facebook page and saying the food is crud, the service is lousy, you don't want to go there. This guy may have just self-immolated.
Well, good. That's what should happen to stupidity. That should happen.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
All right, we'll switch over to Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. I have a suggested tactic for dealing with Cafe 8.5.
Yes.
Go there, order your food, eat your food, leave a 25% tip for the waiter or waitress, and write on a paper napkin, oh, by the way, I voted for Trump. Have a nice day. And then kill him with kindness.
I disagree. I'm not going to give him my money. I'm absolutely not going to go in there. And then I feel bad for the service staff because they're going to suffer for this because the tips won't be there. But it's ridiculous. And I understand the law is that any place of business can refuse service to anybody. But to do this ham-handed situation, maybe this guy thought the publicity would actually build business for him, but if he actually thought that, it is backflashing horribly, and I'm almost willing to wager a plugged nickel that Cafe 8.5 is going to be gone by summertime.
It could be, but you know what? If all his wait staff and all his employees are saying good things, hey, those Trump people are leaving good tips. It's going to make him look pretty bad right in front of, to his own people.
Well, I disagree. I think the best thing we can do is just not go in there. Just not go in there. Thank you. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You, your husband.
husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
If you have sciatica, then you know all about the crippling pain that travels from your lower back down your leg when a spasm occurs. It's brutal. In fact, it's enough to take your breath away. Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream helps relieve persistent, shooting pains associated with the sciatic nerve in the lower back and legs. This natural, homeopathic cream contains the most potent ingredients to soothe even the most excruciating pain associated with sciatica. Stop the pain now. Ask for Dr. Zhang's sciatica nerve cream at your local health food store or go online to TraskNutrition.com.
Would you like relief from muscle pain, headaches, and discomfort to sleep better, have more energy during the day, and just feel naturally amazing? Fibromalic can help. Its blend of malic acid and magnesium can provide pain relief and comfort for those who experience fibromyalgia. It helps your body absorb more oxygen, and it works quickly for a significant reduction in pain within 48 hours, all without a prescription. Ask for Fibromalic at health and vitamin shops or shop Fibromalic.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to Tim in Hot Springs. Aloha, Tim. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, first, my condolences to John and his family. And
yes.
Sorry about the noise, but I'm getting back in the house. We got one of those rainy days. But no, the first thing, of course, is the broadcastify.com on the nightclub down in Florida. I believe that site's still 12 to 3 a.m. It's still blanked out. And, of course, that was the next morning. That was a national security planned event. And I'm just wondering what you've heard about that.
I've heard absolutely nothing about it. But I'm obviously, as you can tell from the graphic that's at the very top of my website today, I'm concerned about the coming weekend because we are seeing this nonstop demonization of Russia, which is very reminiscent of the demonization of Osama bin Laden that we were being saturated with in the weeks before 9/11. We know that the U.S. and Great Britain are trying to regain the initiative in Syria. That's going very badly for them. We know that NATO has got all these troops all along the Russian border up there in Europe. And so it is not beyond the realm of possibility that they may be getting ready to try some kind of a false flag that will be blamed on Russia, and they launch the attack before anybody can say, hey, let's see some real evidence this time. And that would give the War Hawks basically 20 days to push the conflict past the point of no return before Donald Trump can get into the Oval Office and yank the plug.
Yes, sir. Well, it's all connected, though, because like you're talking about the false flag. What I don't understand is, it's funny that they're using the Muslims for this.
It's just like the Nazis used the Jews. Yeah, like the way the Nazis used the Jews.
Yes, and so we've got to find a way to stop that. In other words, it's these false flags like Orlando and they're doing all these things. It's like Aleppo. In other words, Aleppo is gone. They have blown that place apart, and God bless those people. Most of those pictures coming out there are just propaganda, but there's some finally coming out about the people, the real people of Aleppo.
They celebrated Christmas for the first time in 4 years, and of course the corporate media is trying to claim that the people of Aleppo are now terrified that Assad is back in charge because he's going to do terrible things to them, like stain their tea cozies and throw dust all over their furniture, whatever it is he's supposed to be doing. But it's a lot of nonsense. I mean, Aleppo has been under the control of these U.S.-backed terrorist groups, and the people of Aleppo are glad that they are now finally gone.
Yes, well, that's great. It still concerns me, though, that they're going to do another one of these like you're talking about, because it all comes down to, like you always say, it's the banksters. In other words, those are the ones who are really behind this, so we have to follow the money, just like the Clinton Foundation. It's the money. Follow that money trail.
Well, again, the money trail here is very simple. The United States has allowed its manufacturing to decline. Nobody wants our GMO agriculture. The only thing that makes the dollar valuable internationally is you must have dollars to buy natural resources, oil primarily, from these nations that are under U.S. overt or covert control. And that's really what's pushing it. They want a war against the ruble and the yuan to keep the dollar supreme. And without that, the dollar is on its way out. There's no other reason to have one.
Yes, sir. Well, I think it's still all connected. In other words, it's just the whole thing may be a false flag. And I hate to say it that way, but remember, see, we've got Fukushima and Hanford, Washington, and there's no words about these two sites anymore, and that's what concerns me.
Well, that's not entirely true. I mean, we were reporting on last week where TEPCO and the Japanese government are now admitting that most of the news reports and low radiation readings that they were putting out in the first months after the disaster were, in fact, fictitious keep public calm, to avoid a panic, and now they're going on back and saying, yeah, we pretty much cooked the place.
Yes, they did too, and may God have mercy on us, but yes, a lot of these things are finally coming to light, and we sure appreciate you guys doing this, and glad y'all had a good Christmas.
Well, we did. Thank you very much here. We're coming up on another commercial break. We're going to let you go here. Got another call waiting when we come on back, and then we got to do some more news. All right. Thank you. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party
party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take two more phone calls. Then we're going to close the phone lines for a bit because I got a bunch of news I need to share with you. So we're going to go to Steve in Virginia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, thank you very much. We were also saddened by the passing of our friend John, very good caller. But I just wanted to ask you if you had any more to share about this Netanyahu's reaction the other day to the UN vote. I just heard a small blurb about it.
Well, it's childish in the extreme. I mean, he's up there saying that Israel doesn't have to listen to any other governments about how they're going to behave, and that's been Israel's problem all along. It's this attitude that Israel has a right to do what Israel wants, and to heck with international law, to heck with the United Nations, to heck even with the United States. You know, and Netanyahu is out there expressing outrage. How dare the United States not use their veto to protect Israel from the consequences of its blatantly illegal actions? Of course, Netanyahu is not outraged enough to return that $38 billion. you know, now that the check is cleared. But that's Netanyahu, and I understand he's in a panic because he's coming up on the possible loss of his job because of this debacle, and he's looking at corruption investigation and possible prison. And he certainly wouldn't be the first Israeli prime minister to go to prison. But everything that he's saying and doing is only making Israel look worse in the eyes of the world, and it already looked pretty bad. If you saw the video of the actual Security Council vote on this resolution, when it was announced it had passed, the whole room erupted into applause, and you did not see that on the American corporate media, because you're not supposed to realize just how sick and tired everybody is of Israel's behavior, and how it's long overdue for Israel to get a little dose of humble in their behavior.
Yeah, there's, I guess, as far as that $38 billion, there's no way that once the new people get into office and Trump, that they could do something about that.
Well, unfortunately, Trump is very pro-Israel, and I get a lot of emails saying, see, he's pro-Israel, and yes, he is, but so was Hillary Clinton. But I think Trump's support for Israel is going to be a little bit more measured, and certainly that was the criticism coming out of the Israeli press during the campaign. They wanted Hillary because Hillary would just nod and say yes, whatever Israel wanted. Trump is probably going to be a little bit more taking it on case-by-case basis. And the more Netanyahu thrashes around and shows how childish he is, I think Trump is just going to pull back and say, wait a minute, this is not something that I can get behind. So yeah. I have a sense, I'm not going to put any money on it, I have a sense that after the first 100 days going into year number two of the Trump administration, that Trump is going to get as sick and tired of Netanyahu and Israel's government as everybody else on the planet.
Yeah, that's hopeful. We were really hoping he was going to at least put the brakes to some degree on you know, just blatantly, or just giving everything that he wants to them. You know, we've been kind of concerned about that.
It's a valid concern, but remember, Trump won the presidency without the benefit of AIPAC, so they don't really have a strong pull on him. Basically, Israel's talons, if you will, into Trump are primarily through a few individuals like Sheldon Adelson, and Trump may feel that he has to repay some favors. But in the long run, I think Trump is going to realize that Israel's government's behavior is the problem, and not just anti-Semitism and Jew hate. And so I'm expecting in year two, we'll see Trump kind of pull back on all of that.
Yeah. I just have one thing. Do you believe that there are Israelis there and citizens in Israel who actually, or is there a good number that actually are against more or less what Netanyahu is, his policies? Is it hard to say what percentage is for him and what percentage may not be happy with him?
It's hard to say because the Israeli media is even more controlled by their government than the American media, and we know how bad the American media is. What I'm hearing from people who live in Israel is that ordinary Israelis are very unhappy. They're aware of, or they've been told about, all this danger about terrorism, but they see Israel's continued aggressions against their neighbors as the cause of that terror, rather than a solution. And as a matter of fact, Netanyahu's support isn't all that great. In fact, I would say probably the current old guard in Israel's Knesset does not enjoy a broad-based popular support. They're kept in power by the same mechanism that the old guard is kept in power here in the United States of America, and that is crooked elections.
Yeah, yeah. The military, could you put them into the same category, that there are different opinions among the Israeli military?
Oh, there definitely is. There was somebody actually shot a documentary about some of these Israelis who were involved in these actions in the occupied territories, and these Israeli soldiers were just sitting there saying, I have no idea why I'm here or why I'm supposed to be doing this. They're not buying into this Eretz Israel. most Israelis, and this also extends to Jews here in the United States of America, they're seeing the behavior of Israel's government as a threat to their safety and security because of this constant provocation of all the surrounding Arab nations. And Israel was supposed to be an independent nation for the safety and security of the Jewish people. But when you look at how Israel is just needing to suck money out of the United States, out of Europe, out of everywhere else, it hardly qualifies as independent. And the aggressions of Israel's government are making the world much more dangerous for Jewish people everywhere because of this policy being followed by Israel's government to blur the lines between government agenda and the Jewish people. Israel's government holds the world's Jewish people out in front of itself as a shield. Oh, the only opposition to us is Jew hate and anti-Semitism. And Israel's government claims that they represent all of the world's Jewish people, not just those living in Israel. And so when there's a backlash or from Israel's aggression, people are buying into these claims by Israel's government that somehow all of the world's Jewish people are responsible for this. And that's simply not true, and it is simply not fair, and it's getting a lot of innocent people killed and harmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, well, I appreciate your thoughts on it. Thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome, and we're going to switch over to Gianna in Texas. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Mike. I had a couple of things, and it's a little off subject of your last caller, but you were talking about the alkaline water the other day, and I have tried that. I bought alkaline water, and I brought it home, and I pH tested it, and it was zero alkaline.
Okay, well, you need to be very, very careful because the alkaline waters, if you're using a litmus paper, it's not going to work. The correct way to get the pH of the pH water is you have to have what's called a titration chemistry setup to go through that process. Litmus paper only works for really strong acid or really strong alkali, and when you're talking about your health, you're working in a very, very narrow range of pH. And this is an issue. If you go to the website of the alkaline waters like Essentia, which is what I use, they'll say right there, you cannot test the pH of the water with litmus paper. It has to be done in a proper titration setup.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for that information. I have one other thing.
Yes.
You also talked about the aluminum in our diet. And I have come to believe that we've got this sudden escalation of breast cancer in women because women are using the antiperspirant, which has aluminum in it.
Yes.
I really feel that some way is connected. And I've spoken
It certainly would be. It would be an area of inquiry, and what complicates it is if your water supply is fluoridated, fluoride causes your body to absorb more aluminum and get rid of less of it. The other problem that complicates it so is the fact that the mandatory annual mammograms may have been causing more cancer than they're finding and curing.
Well, that would be about right. And one last thing. I've been wanting to run this by you. I read that in 1988, New York City became international territory and is no longer legally part of the U.S. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't heard anything about it, but there is a precedent, not for New York City as a whole, but for Wall Street. Because if you go over to London and you look at their financial district, it's actually considered to be almost an independent nation the way the Vatican is. So I don't know if that's what applies to Wall Street or not.
It says New York City to the United Nations as part of the Declaration of Interdependence put in place by Bill Clinton.
The fact that it's interdependent with other cities, I mean, we've seen this program for years about the Sister City program where we have a city here on Oahu and their sister city with a city in Japan. But nobody's going to say that we're no longer part of the United States. So I think this interdependence thing, which is part of the New World Order, getting us all dependent on people on the other side of the planet to weld us into that globalist agenda, I don't think that means New York City is not part of New York State or the United States anymore.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you clarified that for me again. You're my go-to guy.
Well, thank you very much for that. And we're going to let you go. And we're going to close the phone lines for a while. I got a lot of stuff to get through today here. So we're talking about Obama's legacy. More than 1,000 Democratic seats lost in the federal government, state government, judgeships, and the White House itself. Added almost $8 trillion to the national debt. 10.7 million more Americans are now on food stamps. Oh, yeah, that's a good legacy to take into the history books there, Barry. Now, as you know, in this argument between the real media and the fake media, the real media, meaning the corporate media, is facing an uphill battle because of their horrible, horrible track record and the fact that they are trapped by their business model. These correspondents and prostitutes are paid huge amounts of money to be very convincing liars. If they stop being convincing liars, they don't get that money anymore. And looking back over this last year, the corporate media really did shoot itself in its own foot, and I have no sympathy for them. And we need to look at all this news that was coming on out about all these hate crimes that were done by Trump supporters. And it turned out they were all hoaxes. Let's just give this list. We talked about just the other day, family in Texas, car and motorcycle were burned and garage was spray painted with the N-word lover. Turned out they did that to themselves. The so-called white supremacist arrested for burning down the black church and spray painting vote Trump on it turned out to be a black member of the congregation itself. South Philly, Philadelphia graffiti, black bitch Trump rules, turned out to be a black man again. The young lady fabricated a story about an attack by racists on the subway who were screaming Donald Trump. The young lady from Ann Arbor who fabricated a tale of Trump supporter threatening he'd burn her hijab off. And University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Student is now admitting she fabricated her claim that men wearing Trump hats attacked her, knocked her down, and stole her headscarf. The so-called white supremacist arrested for writing KKK and swastikas at Nassau Community College, he turned out to be black. Over at Bowling Green, student there was arrested after claiming she was attacked and taunted with racial slurs by MAGA gear-wearing Trump supporters. Another student at BGSU fabricated a story about a robbery and derogatory slur. Over in Baldwin, which is near Boston, claimed he was forced to run for his life after being threatened with a lynching by people screaming, "It's Trump country now." He admitted he fabricated that. Man in San Francisco hung a Nazi flag, trying to blame that on the Trump people. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on. Now, there's a new website, hatecrimehoax.com, which is keeping track of all of these. And you need to understand, the corporate media reported every one of these hoaxes as if it were established fact beyond all doubt. Because that's what the corporate media does. They feed you the hoaxes. They feed you the fraud. They feed you the deception. They feed you the lie. That's what they're paid to do. Now, Germany, which is going back to Nazi-esque thought police laws, are now considering fining Facebook $522,000 for every fake news item, with the German government deciding what is or is not fake. And facts be gosh darned. Now, speaking of Facebook, up in Seattle, a little bit of embarrassment. We all remember Snopes.com. Snopes is one of these fact checkers that Facebook is going to be using to tell you what's true and what isn't. And it turns out the co-founder embezzled thousands of dollars from the company. One of the editors there is a former prostitute. And now Facebook itself has had another embarrassment. Dov Katz, who's the head of computer vision at Oculus Virtual Reality, which is now owned by Facebook, was arrested December 21st for trying to solicit unprotected sex from an underage girl. So, wonderful people that we have telling us what to believe and what not to believe here. Meanwhile, up in Canada, the Canadian Supreme Court has basically killed off free speech in Canada by taking the position that any speech can be silenced and punishable by law if the speech causes hate. That's it. They don't even need to look at the intent of the speaker. If it causes hate, it is banned. You can be thrown in jail for it. Now, when we come back from this next commercial break, I'm going to explain to you why this is utterly ridiculous. So we'll be back after these few words from our sponsors.
Been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, I think we're in remission. I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
Call now to find out how to get your free month's supply of Balance of Nature. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com.
Use promo code TSL.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
When all this twisted steel,
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're talking about this new law coming down from the Canadian Supreme Court that says you can be legally punished for any speech that causes hate. Your intention is irrelevant. If somebody says, oh, that's causing hate, you can go to jail. Canada used to be a nice place to live here. Now, first of all, let's be honest. Hate gets a bum rap. In our politically correct society, we are taught that it's bad to hate at all. I disagree. Hate can be a good thing. There are lots of things I hate, and I'm not ashamed to admit it. I hate liars. I hate thieves. I hate cheats. I hate drug dealers, both legal and illegal, for the harm they cause. I hate corrupt politicians. I hate child molesters. I hate those people who tortured innocent Iraqis to death to find nuclear weapons that did not exist. These are hates that are good to have. And maybe if more people allowed themselves to hate liars, thieves, druggies, torturers, and the corrupt, our nation wouldn't be in the mess that it's in. Remember what Kierkegaard said. Nothing great is accomplished without passion. And most of all, I hate those who presume to decide for us what we can and cannot see, hear, read, or think. Now, to not speak out about a crime because the perpetrators might feel they are hated is silly, because that's what we're talking about, crimes. Stealing land, espionage, illegal wiretaps, torture, interference with investigations. And what they're trying to do is circumvent in this country the First Amendment by claiming that any one individual anywhere on the planet who feels that your speech causes hate now has veto power over all freedom of speech. And the ridiculousness of that is illustrated perfectly by Israel, who deflects all criticism of their behavior by saying, you hate us. USS Liberty, oh, you just hate the Jews. Stealing Palestinian land, oh, you just hate the Jews. The bomb factory under Dimona, oh, you just hate the Jews. Under the Canadian law, you can go to jail talking about the attack on the USS Liberty, the secret bomb factory under Dimona, the theft of the Palestinian lands. All somebody has to stand up and say, oh, that's leading to hate. And it's a ridiculous thing as well. Can you imagine somebody trying to defend the actions of the Nazis by saying, you just hate the German people? That's how absurd all of this has gotten. Freedom of speech is the most important right that we have, and we should not tolerate anybody trying to tinker with it for political gain, to shield themselves from the consequences from their illegal actions, for corporate gain. If the First Amendment protects the corporate media when they lie, the First Amendment protects the independent media when we tell you the truth. Got to take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.